Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is 10 Tips to Getting Out of Debt. Are you tired of carrying the stress and pressure of being in debt? If so, are you willing to put together a plan and do what it takes to get out of debt? Here are 10 tips that will help you get out of debt. Number one, get motivated. The only way that you'll get out of debt is if getting out of debt is important to you. Make a list of the reasons that you want to get out of debt. Ideas might include, it's putting pressure on your marriage. It's putting stress on your body. You want to live a financially responsible life. You want to be able to put your children through college. You want to save for retirement. Whatever the reason may be, list them. Number two, understand your debts. Identify and list all your debts, showing the total due, the interest rate, finance charges, late fees, and over-the-limit charges. Then, total all your debt, finance charges, and fees. By understanding your debt and associated fees, you'll be able to make better decisions. Number three, create a budget. Putting together and living by a household budget is critical to getting out of debt. Furthermore, it is part of living a financially responsible life. If you don't know how to put together a budget, click the link in this post and/or seek the help of a respected friend or family member. Number four, log every penny you spend. Carry a small notebook you can put in your pocket or purse, or use your mobile device to log everything you buy, even if it's a 50-cent candy bar. As you spend money, ask yourself, is this absolutely necessary? Or, is there a less expensive option? At the end of the month, go over all your expenditures and look for the things that you can eliminate the following month. Number five, negotiate with your creditors. Call your creditors, explain your situation, and ask for help. I have heard countless stories from people I know who have been successful in negotiating lower interest rates, having late fees reversed, skipping payments, and lowering monthly payments. You will often be amazed at what creditors will do to help you if you just ask. Number six, increase your income. If you're working less than 40 hours a week, consider all options available to increase your hours. If you're already working 40 hours a week, consider a part-time job or a side business. Above all, focus on increasing your value that you bring to the market. As you build your value, your income will follow. Number seven, use cash instead of credit cards. Keep one card and use it only for emergencies or major necessities, such as your furnace or air conditioner breaking down. Put your credit card in a safe place and make a commitment not to use it for everyday purchases. Let me also encourage you to not accept credit increases or cards from other credit card companies. Number eight, change your habits. Take a minute and consider some of your expensive habits, such as eating out, having an afternoon latte, drinking a diet soda every day, browsing through stores, or drinking with your friends after work. These little purchases add up to big dollars. Number nine, pay off your debt with the highest interest rate first. Select the bill with the highest interest rate and pay it first. When it is paid off, close the account so that you're not tempted to use it again. Continue this process one account at a time until all your accounts are paid in full. When using this method, measure your progress by watching your overall debt decrease. There are other methods such as the debt snowball method, but paying your debt with the highest interest rates first is the smartest. Number 10, shop smarter. Stop paying retail prices for anything you buy. Start shopping at discount stores, thrift stores, and resale shops. Use shopping comparison websites such as BizRate, PriceGrabber, and ShopZilla, and make sure you're getting the best price for what you're buying. If you're in debt, I challenge you to make the decision right now that you're going to put together a plan to eliminate your debt. Let today be the day that you say, enough is enough. I'm going to take control of my finances and get out of debt. If you're married or living with someone, let me encourage you to go through this process together. It is critical that you're both equally committed to ridding yourself of your debt. As you begin implementing your plan, you must hold yourself accountable and not allow exceptions. If you're overwhelmed and not sure what to do, seek the help of a trained professional. Ask a respected friend, family member, or your accountant for a referral. You can also check out Debt Consolidation Blog to learn what other people are doing to reduce their debt. If you have good practical ideas that can help people get out of debt, please post your ideas on this blog at littlethingsmatter.com. And remember, you can't control your life if you can't control how you spend your money.